Hello there, this is Dave Allen for EV 20 Questions, and it's time to talk about electric cars again. Well, during the summertime, I drive my car every day of the week, driving to and from work. Now that I'm off work for some months during the wintertime, I don't have anywhere to go daily. I can quite easily spend 3 or 4 days at home in the house doing stuff. But if I don't get out, I kind of go stir crazy. And so this is one of these reasons why I do my road trips. My excuse for the road trip is to go and locate electric vehicle chargers and test them to see if they work. The reason to do this is that when I'm out on a trip going someplace, I could have some sort of time limit of where I'm going or when I'm going to come back, or and I want to have easy access and no hassle finding electrons. I want to be able to just go straight to the place and be able to plug in and know it's working and beforehand have it all sorted out. So when I first got my car, my Nissan Leaf 2018, fairly shortly afterwards I had to go and fetch some family from the airport. At that time I didn't have all the applications yet, nor the RFID cards. I wanted to put some charge into the battery to help me feel confident of getting back home again. On the way I'd kind of wasted a couple of kilometres by taking a couple of wrong turns looking for chargers. And I thought I was going to be late for picking up my daughter-in-law and my two grandchildren. As it happened, I wasn't late, but I was still kind of stressed. I hadn't been able to add charge to the battery on the way there due to being a little bit lost. I tried to connect to a charge point, which I found after picking up my passengers. I wasn't successful and I had to mollycoddle the car back home again. I got back home with 3% left in the battery and I breathed a sigh of relief. During the drive, I did feel fairly confident I would do it, going by the number of kilometres I needed to travel compared to the number of kilometres in the gasometer. Despite this, I do feel the need to be more sure of where I can find suitable charging points on my travels. So this is the reason why I've been making trips to Barcelona to see which charge points work and which ones don't. It's also good to know which of these charge points are free of cost of use. We're in a good situation at the moment with rapid charges in Barcelona and that most of them are free to use. There are one or two at the Repsol gasolineras, petrol stations, and I have used one of them when I was in dire need of getting some juice into the battery. Now, in order to keep the costs down of driving my electric vehicle, what I like to do on the way back home is to find a charging point which is closer to home and I can get a good fill of electrons and then arrive back home with a decent amount in the battery and it's not going to cost me much more than €1 or €2 to get the car back up to 100% battery level. The nearest free rapid charger on this side of Barcelona is about 68 kilometres away and typically I can arrive back home with between 50 and 60% of battery left. Now if I get back with 60 it means I've only got to fill up 40% of the battery and the cost for me of that is around about €1. Cool, that's what we like. On some occasions when coming back from Barcelona I could be getting a bit tired by that stage, so unless I need to stop for other reasons I might just keep driving. I don't always feel like it's worth the hassle of taking some sort of detour to get to that last charging point on the way back home, to get to the rapid charger just for the sake of €1. So I might just head home and not worry about plugging in and spending the extra €1. Now, my latest trip to Barcelona. What I usually do is to have a look in at PlugShare and choose a rapid charger I want to go and visit. This time I chose one which was 94 kilometres away, which is about an hour's worth of driving. This first one was in Carretera de Fra Juniper Serra, and it wasn't too far away from La Maquinista shopping centre. The idea was to go and check this one out and also go into the shopping centre so I could have a look at the new iPads and MacBook Air computers, which were announced just a week or so ago. Anyway, so I set off, arrived at the rapid charger, and it was fairly easy to find. It's in a slightly industrial area of Barcelona. It's on the north side of Barcelona, but at the same time it didn't seem like a particularly dodgy place, so I wasn't worried in the slightest. When I arrived there was a post office vehicle parked in the EV charging bay, or one of the EV charging bays, and I only had to wait less than a minute and the driver moved his vehicle. No problem. The other charging bay, which was in front, was occupied with an internal combustion engine vehicle. It was okay because he was using his hazard lights, as you do, you know. It was extra okay because I'd since found the rapid charger I'd just pulled into was out of operation. The Correos van, post office van, didn't really have to move because it wasn't going to get me anywhere. I looked at the screen and the lights were on and nobody was home. I pressed a couple of buttons, I waved my RFID card at it with no success. So I rang up the adjuntment and I gave them the information that the rapid charger was broke down. There's a nice little marker on the charger with the number, so I was able to give them reference of which one it was. The guy I spoke to, he was aware that there's a problem with that charger and he tried to be helpful. He wanted to suggest to me rapid chargers nearby and hoped that I'd got enough kilometres left in the battery to get there. Now, I was grateful to find a sympathetic voice, even though I still had plenty of battery left in my 2018 Nissan Leaf. I thanked him and told him I would consult with PlugShare application to find my next location. And in any case, I had planned to drive to the La Maquinista shopping centre next. Arriving at La Maquinista, as I drove into the car park for the shopping centre, I noticed something was wrong straight away. I needed to get to the minus one level, and the entrance was blocked and we were guided down into level minus two. I did find a way to sneak back up one level, so I could go and park at the EV charging points. It seems they were doing some work on that minus one level, which is why it was all blocked off. I got onto the intercom, which is necessary to get someone to come down with an RFID card to start the charger. This intercom was on one of these stanchions, one of these sort of big concrete posts that you find in these places. I don't particularly like the way they've got this set up. There are other centres I've been to and all you need to do is just plug in. That is much preferable. There was one supermarket where I had to plug in and then go to the information desk to register, and they were able to turn on the charging from there. Now, that was okay. It just seems a little bit ridiculous and extra work for their security people having to use a system of calling into them with the intercom and then get them to come down and wave a card or something at the charge point and then you get charging. It's a waste of time for a start off, for them and for me. There aren't even any signs in the electric vehicle charging area telling you that you need to make a call. So the first time I got there, I didn't know what I needed to do. It was only because a guy came down with a e-Golf and he got plugged in and I asked him how he did it. He gave me the information. So the next time I was there, I was able to use the intercom and try it out. But at that time, they came down and they wasn't able to get it started. He did try plugging me into, suggesting I should plug into one of the Tesla's chargers, which is nearby. But that didn't work. Anyway, at least they do have some chargers there and they have plans to make them work. There are other shopping centres who haven't made the effort yet to install any chargers at all. Like the one at Diagonal Mar, which is the other end of town. So, time for some tea and carrot cake. Well, after I've been to the Apple store anyway. So I left my car parked in the electric vehicle parking bay, even though I wasn't plugged in. And why not? It wasn't as if I was going to annoy somebody else by being in a charging bay and not actually charging and blocking someone else from charging, because no one was going to do any charging there anyway. The new iPads were on display in the Apple store and they had me licking my lips and wanting to buy one. I won't be making a purchase though, because I have an iPad Pro and it's still giving me good service. I decided I'm going to wait until next year. Unless I get tempted in the meantime. I also checked out the MacBook Air, which is also tempting. Most of the writing I do, including what I've written here in this actual script for this podcast and video and blog post and whatever else, I do using dictation. I need a Mac to do that. I can use my iMac at home, but that does tie me to sitting at the desk in the office. Dragon Dictate is what I use for my dictation work. It would be more useful on a portable machine, I think. It's a shame I can't get it to go on the iPad. The Siri dictation, which you get on the iOS, works fairly well, but it's nowhere near as good as the professional dictation you get with Dragon Dictate. So while I was at the shopping centre, I thought it would be a good idea to have a visit to the Starbucks there and grab a decent cup of tea and a fairly okay slice of carrot cake. I can't stand coffee, and it's not that easy to find places that sell tea here in Spain. I'm thinking of buying a 12-volt kettle to use in my Nissan Leaf. Now that would be bliss. Make me own tea. Lovely. I don't know what I'm going to do for the cake, though. I'm not going to be able to put an oven in the car, but still, worth thinking about. Time to move on. Two charging places down and still no charging done. I looked at the map in PlugShare for a charger nearby. I saw there was one not too far away at San Andreu. I set the GPS and Waze to help me drive there. I did get caught going down a couple of small rat run types of roads, and I managed to extricate myself from that. The charging point is situated behind a bus station and it's also next to a metro entrance. It's right next to a main road. It was the Avenida Meridiana. It's a big main road, very, very busy. There was lots of traffic there, sort of police cars going up and down, sirens, lots of traffic noise, all that sort of stuff. I was hoping to find some public toilets nearby, but I was out of luck. In these situations, the only choice you have is to go to a cafe or a bar, but that didn't work out. In terms of charging my car, I was lucky because there were two charging bays there and both were free and no one was using the charger. The charger was functioning and available for use. The parking and charging limit in these EV spots in Barcelona is 30 minutes, although you might get away with just a little bit longer. I was able to add over 11 kilowatt hours to the battery in the time I stayed there. I was probably charging for around about 20 to 30 minutes, I'm not really quite sure at this stage. I'd got plenty of juice in the battery at the end of that for driving around Barcelona and even enough for getting back home again, but there was still more checking and testing to be done. Now there's a road which I often take going through the city where I'm heading to the airport called Ronda de Dalt. I spotted there was a rapid charger on this road and it wasn't too far away where I was already charging. It was definitely worth going and having a look. This was at the Mercat de Canyelles. It was an easy drive to get to this place and I was expecting to plug in and just test it. I was disappointed to find it was just another charging point out of action. While I was there though, I did get chatting to a little old man who was interested in my electric car and charging, and he was asking me all sorts of questions about the car and how to charge the battery. It was good to have a little chat with somebody. Bit of human interaction. Lovely. So I logged the inability to charge the car into the crowdsourced PlugShare application. However, I was still undeterred in my search for active chargers around Barcelona. I saw there was another one, not too far away on the same road, and it was near to the Consulate for the Republic of China. How useful is that? Stopping at the Vallecarca y Els Penitents rapid charger was easy enough. I nearly missed it because I was in the left-hand lane at the roundabout and I needed to be in the right-hand lane. It was sort of inside part of the roundabout, as it were. Fortunately, there was a lull in the traffic and I was able to pull over and get into one of the two available charge bays. The charge was working and not being used by anybody else. I was already up to about 83% charge in the car because I'd only just charged up at that other place at San Andreu and I didn't really need any more. On the other hand, I did need to find some facilities still. So I plugged in and took a walk and found a couple of cafes and bars nearby. In the cafe I chose, I ordered some food and I had to wait ages for it. It was for this reason I stayed at the charging point a little bit longer than I wanted. The charge would have been going in fairly slowly due to the high level of charge already in the battery. I couldn't leave though, so I had to wait for the food to arrive and then to scoff it. When I got back to Rosie, the battery level was back up to about 95%. Somebody had pulled into the other charging bay who was driving a Mitsubishi Outlander FEV, PHEV, plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. The driver hadn't tried using the AC cable, or maybe he had, I don't really know. I don't really know which connection the Mitsubishi uses. With only having a small battery, I'm guessing it would be the AC. Sometimes with these triple-headed rapid chargers, the AC charging is still available, even if someone is using one of the DC adapters. And I was able to prove that later in the day as well. Maybe he was just taking advantage of the free parking space. Parking can be quite difficult in Barcelona, I tell you. Moving on some more and finding another rapid charger. Again, not too far away. The Catalan TV station, TV3, is in Barcelona and there are a couple of charging points next to the entrance. I drove to this rapid charger and had a look, but I didn't bother plugging in. No point apart from just testing to see if it was in order. There was also a plug-in point next to it for motorcycles, which could be used by a car driver. It will be very slow. I don't know if it's a Shuko plug socket or if it's the Menekes Type 2, but either case it would be still fairly slow, but could be useful if you needed to in an emergency. I kept driving after spotting the charger. Not too far away, Otto Diesel, a Nissan dealership. So far I've not had too much luck with getting my car charged at Nissan dealers. Where I bought my car, their charger's not working. There's the one at Mataró Maresme, that wasn't working either. I was okay when I went to Manresa, but at Manresa, the problem with that is same as this one in Otto Diesel in Barcelona. It's in a compound and it's only open during the working hours of the dealership. And that was the same when I went to the one in Perpignan in France as well. That's kind of annoying. Anyway, Otto Diesel, that's a bit of an unfortunate name for a dealership for Nissan, but still. It's not far away from the airport, and it could be worth knowing about this rapid charger because it could be just handy if the other two that I know about in that area aren't available. I still had plenty of juice in the battery, so I just got out the car and had a quick look. I saw that the rapid charger was inside the compound, like I said. I also saw that it wasn't broken and it was in working order, and I could have charged it there if I'd have tried to. I think it's about time Nissan put their money where their mouth is. They really need to make sure that all of the rapid chargers are working in order at the dealers. I'd also like to see them adding charging bays available 24/7 at all dealerships. These should be Type 2 sockets, destination type chargers, and available for all Nissan electric vehicle drivers. If they want to keep it just to Nissan, I'm sure they could work out a way of doing it with maybe a QR code and an app. Or maybe there could be a system where it just knows that you're a Nissan car driver or vehicle driver, and you can just plug in your Nissan Leaf or your Nissan ENV200 and just get charged up. Just the same way as someone with a Tesla can easily plug in and use a Tesla supercharger. In these early days of electric vehicles in Spain and everywhere else in Europe and wherever else, this could make a huge difference. We want more people out there driving electric cars to save our lungs and to help out our health generally. There were other rapid chargers nearby and I would like to have checked them out, but I was getting a bit tired at this stage, so I decided I was going to head home. The plan was to catch one more charge at the rapids closer to home, like I mentioned already, just to make use of the free electric. I pulled into a charger I used before at Cabrera de Mar. As I drove into the car park, I saw there was a Renault Zoe already plugged in and charging. No problem. The Zoe uses the AC connection and I was able to check in with the CHAdeMO. I had a little bit of a walk around the town to stretch my legs before jumping back into my car and driving the last bit back home. As per my plan, I did arrive back home with more than 50% still in the battery. Could have been 55%. Didn't check before I plugged it in and went off to get myself a cup of tea in my house. All of my charging during the day was free. I drove 250 kilometres approximately, and to top up the car back to the 100%, it cost me less than €2. And this easily is one of the best benefits of driving an electric vehicle. So this is Dave Allen for EV20 Questions, having a bit of a chat about my latest visit down to Barcelona to check out the chargers. And I suggest if you haven't got an electric vehicle yet, why not? Just go out and get one. Because it makes sense, because it's so much cheaper to drive them. And if you can't find yourself a new one at the right price, why not have a look at the second-hand ones, because there's some very good prices now for second-hand electric vehicles. Well, I mean, they do get sold pretty quickly because they're getting popular, because people see how cheap it is to run an electric vehicle and they want to sort of partake. Electric vehicles are getting more popular and there are more charging points out there too. And besides, if you've got a charger at home, you might never have to go to another petrol station or gasolinera again. And wouldn't that be nice? One last thing before I go. Could I ask you to do me a big favour? Go into iTunes and leave a review. Put 5 stars on it or whatever many stars you'd like to put in there. But give it a positive review and it'll help it be found by other people looking for podcasts of this type. Thanks a lot. Okay, Dave Allen, EV20 Questions. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.